Blog Talk Radio. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show. Bill Tiedemann is part of an Allegiance fundraising group, a company that helps nonprofits across the country with advocacy and fundraising strategy, tools, and execution. And Carol, I understand From the Heart has signed a contract with We Did It to do their fundraising with this new innovative platform.
Yes, we have, Claire. We're very excited. We've been researching for over a year for a good platform, and we've decided that We Did It is the best company on the market. So I asked Bill to join us and let all of our filmmakers and writers and producers know what's available on this platform. So thanks for joining us, Bill.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm going to start with a We Did It platform for fundraising, because I understand that this platform has as much analytics as Kickstarter, which is incredible, because even Indiegogo doesn't have that.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, you know, I think we could probably go a little farther and say that we have a little bit more on the analytics side. So, you know, Kickstarter is primarily a crowd fundraising, which you'd see, you know, posted on, you know, you're scrolling through your Facebook feed and you might see, you know, please support this nonprofit, right? So We Did It has that functionality, but really has a much more expansive background as well. You know, if somebody makes a donation, you'd be able to see if their company does matching gifts, which is a program, you know, that basically just, like it says, matching the donation. So your donation, let's say, goes from 50 to 100 just based on where they work. So we can collect that information. Social media presence, we'd be able to see, does this donor have a large Twitter following or a large Facebook following? And then kind of leverage our peer-to-peer fundraising through those platforms. It'll also give you somewhat of a financial profile. So is this a donor that has a propensity to give you know, a higher donation amount? And maybe at that point, we need to reach out to them and try to create a deeper and more meaningful relationship. I would definitely say that We Did It has a little bit more analytics and capabilities than Kickstarter or Indiegogo.
Wow, that's wonderful to hear. Well, tell us a story of Sonia Jensen, who created this.
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So Sonia Jensen is based here in Fargo, North Dakota, where our headquarters are at. And about 40 years ago, for the time, you know, there was not a lot of female developers, and she really was kind of an entrepreneur and started in the public media side, helping out you know, public media with their fundraising efforts, and it's really just grown over the years through that. So now we went from originally, you know, a three-person shop to having five offices across the country, including of the We Did It platform. So she's really a successful entrepreneur, somebody that we look up to, and we're proud to have her a part of the company.
I bet you are. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Okay. We all love Fargo. Not only the feature film, but the series.
The series was awesome. I really, especially that first season, that had me on the edge of my seat. It was a great, great show.
Wasn't it terrific? I mean, and it was better. I mean, there were things in there you would say, my gosh, that would never happen. But it was actually taken from real life, which made it incredibly good. So, that was fun. That was a great way to introduce that city, Fargo, North Dakota. All right, well, let's get started. I have so many questions for you. First of all, give us an overview of what the crowdfunding platform can do.
Sure. Yeah. So just, you know, kind of the 10,000 foot view of it, it's going to offer, especially in your guys' instance where you have all these filmmakers, it's going to offer them the opportunity to have their individual donation pages as well as campaign pages. So let's say you're raising money for a specific thing. Let's say you need new cameras or something like that. It's going to allow you to manage that as a separate campaign, as well as still having your standard donation page. Crowd fundraising, which we talked about, is kind of what you see when you see a Kickstarter on your Facebook page. But peer-to-peer fundraising is a little bit different. And the science kind of backs up why peer-to-peer is a great way to try and do some fundraising. Peer-to-peer means, let's say, instead of just posting it on my Facebook, I send it to 10 individual people that I have a personal relationship with, and I say, hey, can you donate $10 to this? It's really important to me, and here's why, right? 70% of the time, if there's a direct ask from somebody you have a personal relationship with, they're going to donate. So it's a really powerful tool. Obviously, we need to manage, you know, how we're pushing that out, and that's where that We Did It platform comes in. It kind of streamlines all that for you and allows you to harness that data, as well as, you know, the additional ways to reach out for some fundraising. It also has some ticketing and registration. So if you're putting on an event and then you need to manage the amount of tickets and the dollars associated with that, it works very similar to what you would see in a Ticketmaster or a StubHub. It's just a little bit rolled back and more simple to use for our clients. Also, there's some text to donate, which is a little bit different. You might have heard of text to give, which goes through the cell phone company. Text to give is a great tool, but the problem is the cell phone companies take a really large cut of that income. So with the text to donate, it's more, we have a built-in 1-800 number, and you can send out a mass text message to all your donors or potential donors with a link back to the donation page. So this way it keeps the cell phone companies completely out of it, and you're going to be getting all of that donation money as opposed to having to share the pie.
Wow, that's brilliant. Yeah. That's really important. Everybody wants to get between the filmmakers and their money, so mm-hmm. we don't want mm-hmm. the phone companies in there. Okay.
And our job is to cut out the middleman, so we think we did a nice job.
Great. That's important. Now, first question is, on the page, let's say that you decide you want to do a crowdfunding, even though your page will do all these things. So can we do a crowdfunding, and can you put perks or gifts on the page like you can on Kickstarter?
Of course, yeah. So, yeah, we have the ability to manage perks and really whatever, you know, some people call it perks, some people call it memberships, you know, but definitely on the page you can manage that.
And so what if someone wants to give a size for a T-shirt? Is that an opportunity available?
Yeah, that's very important, right? You know, nobody wants to just be drowning in a triple XL or vice versa. So yeah, you can manage the shirt size, and that'll just be built right onto our donation pages.
Right. I understand that your platform was really built for fiscal sponsorship, and that's important for filmmakers to understand. That you understand that the fiscal sponsorship is the nonprofit whose job is to help filmmakers raise money for their films, and it's all about education and giving them all the tools they need, and that was the intent when you built this platform, right?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, CRM type tools, donation pages out there. But when we were looking at the market, we just kind of saw that fiscal sponsors was a highly ignored branch of fundraising, for lack of a better term. So we did build the system to specifically handle fiscal sponsors, because it's kind of a unique field. And I think if there's not somebody addressing the specific needs of fiscal sponsors, you know, I think you guys were sitting in the wayside. So the We Did It is built for the day-to-day work of a fiscal sponsor.
Okay, and for the filmmakers that they support, it's all about the filmmakers.
Of course. So, well, yes, of course. Yeah.
Of course. So that's what we need. We need something that has the filmmakers in mind, and obviously that's what you've done. So let's get into some specific areas. First, your database specialists enable filmmakers to create their own donation pages, right? This is an easy process, correct?
Yeah, of course. So what we did is it's called a WYSIWYG. It's called What You See Is What You Get. So it's basically a very simplified version of how to build a clean looking donation page. So the system has a skeleton set up of, you know, the way a donation page should look, a clean, easy to use, but then all of the font, the color, the pictures, you can embed YouTube videos right on the donation page if you feel maybe a promo of the video you're working on, something like that, to try encourage people to actually convert those donations, right? Built into the system is a step-by-step walkthrough of how to actually build those donation pages. So we kind of like to say, if you can use Microsoft Word, you can easily use and edit our donation pages.
Okay, that's great. And does your company approve them before they get launched? How does that work?
Yep, so through the launching process, you will have somebody assigned to you that's going to kind of walk you through that. At the end of the day, you will have the ultimate say on how to you want to build and word those donation pages, but we will help you through that process to make sure you're fully equipped to be able to do it. So there isn't, we try to empower our filmmakers as much as possible, but there is a little bit of a process in the beginning just to make sure you're comfortable and understand, you know, what the best practices are.
Well, yes, building pages is complicated, and you really have to think of a lot of things to get it right, because I promised one filmmaker, I'll build that page for you. And it was about a week later that I realized I'm in over my head here, because I had a whole checklist of everything I wanted to make sure I was doing, and mm-hmm. It's very important to get it right, because this is where you close people. I think that the trailer is the opening. It's like the opening of the show, and here's what we have, this is what we want to do. But the page is the closer. That's where you have to touch mm-hmm. people's hearts to bring in the funds, and they have to know who you are and why you're making the film and what the benefits are. So getting those down in a way that people understand your passion is very important, don't you find?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And we like to, you know, the way the system is designed, when you get to that donation page, that is the closing point. That is kind of the make or break, right? A lot of times you'll get people to the donation page, and then if it's choppy or doesn't make a lot of sense, isn't clear, I think a lot of times, you know, you risk losing that donation. So with the We Did It donation pages, we've really simplified the donation process and also even broken it down into a few smaller chunks, which, you know, our data analytics has shown has increased conversion rate, meaning from them hitting the donation page to actually converting into a new donation. So definitely the way your donation page looks, I think, has a very direct correlation to the amount of money actually brought in.
Right, because you say in your literature that donation pages are scientifically designed to increase conversion. So you can capture donations faster and easier by minimizing the amount of time it takes for your donors to check out, right?
Yeah, and actually what we did too is with the actual donation portion of the page where you're filling out your information, we even broke that down into three smaller chunks. And that was actually based on a study when President Obama was running for re-election. They tried that out, and they found that they had a 9% higher conversion rate, which in the grand scheme of things, 9%, that's a pretty big difference. So what we do is the first page, all you're selecting is just the donation amount, really simple. You know, you want to give $50, is this a reoccurring payment or is this a one-time gift? Okay, so people, let's say they're on their cell phone, they're going to pull that up and they say, $50, I'll give $50. Hit the button, move to the next page, and then it's just okay, just fill out your information. Then you go, okay, well, yep. And a lot of times, you know, that's auto-saved on your phone, so you just click a button that fills in. Then it pulls you to the last page where you get the credit card. Again, fairly simple. A lot of times that's saved on your phone. You can download that credit card information. And then we also have, for donors that would prefer, direct links to their bank account, and they can make a donation directly from their bank account instead of going through a credit card or vice versa. And a lot of times that's a preferred option for people. So we simplified the process as well as giving some people donation options.
Incredible. A direct a donation from their bank account. That would be marvelous.
Yeah.
That'd be really fast
mm-hmm.
and efficient for everybody. Okay. And then you, at the company, your company, always acknowledges their gift by automatically sending out a quick tax receipt?
Yep. And so how that works is upon, completing that donation, it'll send an automated email just thanking them for the donation. And you can, the wording is up to you guys. So you'll set that up, maybe you want to say, your support is invaluable or however you want to word it. But then it's also going to attach a PDF with the tax receipt of the donation immediately. Yeah. So, really trying to cut down on that paperwork at the end of the year when you got to get those tax receipts out and things. It just takes care of that really instantaneously.
Right. People, well, I think that they need to know immediately that they are thanked for the donation, because the longer it takes for them to hear whether you got it or not, or whether the machine got it, the more nervous they get. So the faster, the better, in my opinion.
Exactly. The donor experience is definitely a super important part of fundraising. And I think, only fairly in the last, X amount of years have people really been starting to hone in on that. Because you're right, if they send the money and then they're going, I haven't heard anything, I haven't seen anything, their anxiety starts going up, and then they're going to associate that anxiety, with the nonprofit, or in this case, with the filmmakers. And we don't want that to happen. So that instantaneous acknowledgement, I think, really cuts down on that.
Good, good. Now, let's talk about technical support, because I've run hundreds of campaigns on Indiegogo and mm-hmm. Kickstarter, and I know how important it is to a filmmaker when something goes wrong. Because you've just picture this, you've sent out 200 emails to all of your close friends and relatives, and then all of a sudden you have a technical problem, and you know you're losing money, so you've got to get a hold of a technical support team to help you. And your support team is available at all times, or how does that work?
Yep. Yeah. So we do have a 24/7 support line, and to your point, definitely that's a pretty helpless feeling when you're stuck kind of between a rock and a hard place, and you can see money going out the door. And obviously, that's a very big part of the business, is avoiding those situations. So we do have a support line that's available 24/7, and you also have built into the system, let's say it's a general question, they'll have webinars and links to walk you through that. So you have the option of either calling and talking to somebody, or if you're some people don't necessarily like to get on the phone and talk, some people are a little bit more reserved and they want to use the system with the built-in support, that'll be available as well. But we do have a full support team to help all of our filmmakers.
Thank you. That's the most important thing to me, the frustration, because it may be just a simple thing that mm-hmm. has gone wrong, and it can be fixed in an instant. That's what we want. And I love the fact that you can be reached by phone. You can't reach anyone at the other major platforms by telephone. There is no such thing. So now, I understand that the International Documentary Association has decided to use your platform. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm impressed you know that. Yes, they did. They signed on in June, and they've been onboarding all of their film projects. And really, that process is going great. We're excited to be working with them, and it's just been a very particularly smooth transition. So, we're very happy to have them on the We Did It team.
Good, good, because I know that they're very meticulous in doing their research too. And it took me a whole year to make a decision, so I can imagine how long it took.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. But that's all in the past, and now they're with us, and I think they're starting to reap some of the benefits.
Because do you honestly think switching platforms can increase donations for filmmakers?
Oh, I mean, of course. Yeah, this is the era of the internet, right? And I think if you're not using a tool that can properly harness all the avenues, I think you're setting yourself at a disadvantage. So to answer your question, of course, you know, I know that we have a very cutting edge technology that's tackling multiple avenues for revenue for your filmmakers. So yeah, definitely yes. I would say yes to that.
Okay. Well, talk to me about filmmakers and donor data. Can they access their donor data at any time? Because, you know, they work night and day. You never know when a filmmaker is going to want something. So they would have access to go into their own, to go onto your platform and pull information from their donations, right?
Yes. Yep. So, you know, you can access the system really at any time, as many times as you want. You can pull just about any type of report you want, whether it's, you know, a particular campaign, or maybe you say, you know, I want to see how much money I raised between July and September. You'd be able to do that, or even a donation type, right? How many reoccurring donors do we have? Meaning, you know, they give $10 a month, or, hey, I want to look at, you know, just the one-time donations, because I want to try and reach out to them and convert them over to a month-to-month giver, a reoccurring donor. You'd definitely be able to pull that information too. So any time of day, and really any ways you want to slice and dice the data that's in the system, it's pretty easy to use.
Okay, and there's you train us on how to do that, and then they also have access to your technicians for questions, right?
Exactly right. Yep. And on top of that, there's also built into the system step by step on how to solve a problem. So you kind of have a three-part plan on how to deal with that. So you'll have some training, being taught how to use a system, set up for success, and then on the back end of that, you're going to have the support line and also the answers that are built into the system.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, you say that filmmakers have access to get deep insights into each donor. So tell us about this.
Sure. So the system, once a donor, you know, would convert into a donation, right, we're going to have some basic information on them. We're going to have their name. We're probably going to have their address, maybe an email, phone number, things like that. And the system is designed to pull all publicly available information. So let's say they make a donation from their work email. We'd be able to bounce that email off the internet and see, is that company a matching gift company? And if it is, boom, that donation just became, you know, twice what it was before. Are we going to be able to see what kind of social media platforms they have? And if we find out that one of them, for example, has 20,000 followers on Twitter, you know, that's a great opportunity to reach out to them and maybe use that fundraising technology we have to, because they're going to reach out to 20,000 people, right? So really slicing and dicing all that information coming in, even things like their LinkedIn. So we'd be able to see, are they in a position of power in their company? Maybe a CEO, a CFO, somebody with a higher propensity to give a larger donation, and gives you the opportunity to try and harness that relationship. Let's see, what else is in there? I know I'm missing something in there. It even goes as far as, with the address, we'd be able to see what kind of house they're living in, you know, and really, and that's, again, publicly available information that you could find if you just hopped on Google. But the nice thing is it does it all instantaneously for you. So something that would take you 3 hours of work on the internet is done in seconds, and we can do the entire database in seconds. So you'll have all that information available to you at all times.
That is power. That gives the filmmakers a lot of power and knowledge to decide who to go after, who to spend their time with.
Exactly.
That is, yes, that will get them more money, that's for sure. So now, tell me about fundraising on the go. Explain that to us.
Yeah, fundraising on the go just means, like you'd mentioned, you know, your filmmakers are working night and day. You know, they're not necessarily tied to a desk in the traditional sense. We're going to have, you know, a desktop computer, and that's where you're pulling your information out of. So, you know, the system needed to be mobily responsive. You know, you can access it from your cell phone or maybe your laptop with a hotspot. So it's just built that the system is going to be accessible and easy to use no matter where you are. To your point, because they're probably on the go quite a bit. They're not doing your standard 9-to-5 desk job where they go to work and then they go home, right? They kind of operate in a different gray area, right?
Yes, very creative people. Okay, all right, that's great. Now, how about text to donate? Not many platforms have this. How does this work?
Yeah, and we touched a little bit about that, but text to donate is a different version of the classic text to give, right? Where, like I'd mentioned, that's going through the cell phone companies, and they're taking a very large chunk. I think it's the last I'd heard, I think it's 15%. So, that's a very sizable portion of that's supposed to be going and supporting a filmmaker is going to, a massive corporation, right? So with the text to donate, our workaround there was we created our own 1-800 number, basically, and then using the system, you can send out mass communications to your donors, and it's a link that'll bring you back to the donation page. So it has all the functionality and positives of the text to give, while not having to shell out really large portions of the donation.
And this you can incorporate this in your fundraising campaign within minutes, you say. It's very quick.
Yes. Very quick, okay. Very easy. And honestly, you can even use it. Some people use it this way. If they're trying to build some type of social media following, you can also put in there, instead of putting a link to the donation page, you could put a link to your Instagram or a link to your Twitter, right? And then get people back there. They like it. And then from there, it kind of snowballs. And then you tie that back into your crowd fundraising capabilities, right? So if you grow your social media platform by 1,000 people, guess what? That's 1,000 more people that are going to be looking at opportunities to support your cause.
Right. Great. Also, what about growing your database? Tell us how we can do that.
Mm-hmm. So more and more we're seeing, online is the number one way to becoming the number one way to grow your donor base and increase fundraising. So the system is built up with multiple avenues to be able to do that, whether it's the crowd fundraising, which is the classic thing you see with a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo, the peer-to-peer, where, again, you're doing that direct ask, and 70% of the time when you make that direct ask, you're going to get some kind of donation in. And then that kind of, again, it's kind of a snowball effect, because if, John Doe gets Jane Doe to make a donation, and then Jane Doe gets, three of her friends to make a donation, and it kind of creates this, this web effect where it just naturally grows. So instead of you having to do all the work, now you're empowering the people that want to support you to help. And in a simple, easy to understand and use way. And then on top of, you got the data analytics, like we mentioned, where you go back and see if somebody has the ability to be a major donor, or their company does matching gifts, or, a direct campaign where you're trying to raise money for a specific thing. All that is tied into the system. All that data files back, into one bucket. So really that we did it just harnesses the power of the internet to be able to expand and grow your fundraising journey.
Wonderful. All right. So now let's talk about the simple ticketing for events for filmmakers to promote their event pages.
Yes. So we do have some ticketing capabilities. It's really nice. It works similar to a Ticketmaster, where you're going to come in and you're going to pick, okay, these are all the events that are available. This is what I want to go to. And then here are the tiers, the different tiers of seating that we have. Is it VIP? Is it general admission? Is it, maybe a senior discount or something like that? So you'd be able to manage the different ticketing levels. And then it's built the same way our donation page is. So once you click on that, it brings you through that easy purchasing process. And then it's going to email you immediately after, kind of similar to the acknowledgement email with a tax receipt. It'll email you after, say, thank you for your purchase, this is the total amount, and here's the attached PDF to be able to get the attached ticket, for lack of a better term there. So very simple, easy to use. It manages inventory too. So let's say you only have 15 VIP tickets available for a certain event. You'd be able to set the quantity allowed, and then after those 15 are sold, it's just gonna cut it out and become no longer available, and then they would, have to buy a general admission or something like that. So, trying to make those events as painless and easy to put on as possible was our goal there.
That's terrific. Now, let's talk about filmmakers can have other people raise funds for them. So we did, it says, let your supporters fundraise for you. They can easily create their own personalized fundraising campaign and share it with their friends and their family. So peer-to-peer campaigns can help you raise more money and reach new supporters without any extra staff. So, wow, explain that to us.
Yeah, so that's peer-to-peer fundraising, again, is something that's just really growing and, becoming a great source for revenue. So I'll kind of just walk you through what it might look like. So let's say you're sitting there and you have, 1,000 donors or something, or a couple hundred or whatever it is, and you say, okay, who are my top 25 or top 15, whatever it is, passionate donors, people that you think are really going to want to help the cause and help you fundraise. And then basically through the system, very easy, simple to use. Again, if you can use Microsoft Word, you're going to be able to use this platform. They can set up their own little portion of your donation pages where it has your mission and what you're doing, but then a little blurb by the individual person saying, hey, this is important to me because of X, right? And then they can share that out to their network of friends and people. And you can actually see all the different people that are doing it and how much they've raised. So it kind of creates a little bit of a healthy competition as far as, bringing money in for the filmmakers. It all still goes back into the same bucket of money. But again, it's just using the power of the internet and the different avenues available to try and bring in the most money possible.
So you choose friends and family or people that are just really intent that this film gets made, and they set up a page. It's almost like their own little page, and they send it out to their friends and family. So you are expanding exponentially, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I kind of like to imagine it as it's like the roots of a tree, and, the more it grows out, obviously the more nutrients it can pull back in. So definitely very easy to use, super simple, and just a different and creative way to try and not just creative, really effective way. Because again, going back to that, when there's that direct ask, 70% of the time, they're going to say yes. So it's a very, very powerful tool. When used, really, it's super easy to use and a very powerful tool, to not only get more donations, but also to get the word out, right? Because the more people that are aware of it, I think, generally speaking, the better it's going to do.
Wow. So this has covered almost every possible way to bring in money for a filmmaker. And it all sounds pretty simple. And the important thing is that this platform was built specifically for this, for the fiscal sponsor and their needs, knowing that we are helping someone else. It's a two-step process here. So let's just recap, because you're saying that when people change to this platform, one, their income goes up, and two, on this platform, you have the right, you ask the donor if they would like to pay the fee. What percentage of donors are paying the fee, Bill?
It's very high. I off the top of my head, I just saw it the other day, but it's up in the 70s, and it's a really simple tip. It's just a little button to click. It's right below, once you select the donation amount, then right below that, it's, do you want to help cover the fees? And people are almost always going to say yes, because it's only, for them, it's only going to be a couple of dollars. But if every donor does that, those couple of dollars, that it's a real, again, a snowball effect, and you're going to, at the end of the day, it's a much higher dollar amount, which is the ultimate goal.
Right. Okay. So, and in people moving, because many of our filmmakers now are on another platform and they'll have to create the page and then notify their donors that they've moved to a new platform. Just, you know, that's what IDEA is doing. So I'm sure there's ways to make it go in a very smooth manner. You've seen that happen, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. The transition process is very easy. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to assign a individual developer for the initial portion of it. That's going to get everything set up, kind of walk you through the how-tos. You know, we'll even do a webinar. I think, you know, sometime in the near future where we kind of walk through and show the benefits of the system to all the new filmmakers that will be onboarding onto the We Did It platform. So, and again, we got that 24/7 support line. Myself, you know, I'll always have my my email publicly available for anybody to reach out if there's ever any kind of issues. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in taking care of the people that are trusting us with their business and with their you know, with their projects. So we don't take that lightly.
Yes, because you really have to take care of family and friends in a situation like this. You have to be right on top of it. Well, Bill, we thank you very much. We're excited, and we're happy that we've had the time to talk to you and get all the detailed information. It sounds wonderful.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I look forward to, you know, what's coming in the next few months, and I think this is going to be the start of something really good for you guys. So I'm very, very excited.
Oh, thank you. From the heart's excited too, Bill. Thank you very much for your time and for your
Alrighty.
Support of filmmakers.
Of course.
Okay, and thank you, Claire.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your support.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Okay.
Very much enjoyed the conversation today. Great information. And Bill, one more time, would you give out the contact information for We Did It?
So my direct line is probably the best way to contact me would be 701-499-7741. And also my email would be B as in boy, Tiedemann, and that's T-I-E-D-E-M-A-N at allegiancefundraising.com. Or else, you know, you can just go to our website. Just if you just Google We Did It, it'll be the first thing that comes up. So a couple different ways to try and contact us.
Okay, Bill.
Thank
That's
you.
That's excellent.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye now.
Okay.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice. Fair use. Successful crowdfunding. How to ask for music rights. And what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.
When you're part of a military family, you understand sacrifice and support. So at American Public University, we honor your dedication by extending our military tuition savings to your extended family. Parents, spouses, legal partners, siblings, and dependents all qualify for APU's preferred military rate of just $250 per credit hour for undergraduate and master's level programs. American Public University, value for the whole family. Learn more at apu.apus.edu/military.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.